And welcome to the Storm Hour. Jake's a little slow, so I thought I'd jump on that.
Hello. Welcome to the Storm Hour. Yes, thanks for doing that, Shirley. I know I had some call problems here. Yeah, I had some problems with my Skype that, for some odd reason, it wouldn't take months calls. So, but I'm here now. Yes, you can be happy, you can be sad. But I'm here, so deal with it. how have you been this week, Shirley?
I've been good. Busy, trying to figure all kinds of things out. Working on animations, working on some horror victor animations. Yay!
Hooray.
So they can jump away from the bad guy before he kills him. So have you been this week?
I've been doing well, yes. I released a new movie called The Scar, which is, it's a gritty western, where this guy gets a surprise visit, which he does not expect, and it has a little twist ending. It's very short, 2.5 minutes, around then. You can go check it out, both in Movie Storm and TMU. I can post both links in the chat. But you guys have time today, you can go see it. That's basically what I've been doing with Movie Storm. There's some new stuff in Movie Storm, which is really cool. Like, Movie Storm just released an iPhone prop, where you can now... where you don't have to always have characters call from razors, those old phones.
Oh, yeah.
Six, now you can use an iPhone. That's really cool from what... and it's a bonus pack, too, so all paying users can use it. It's really good because that's most of our community, so... I'm really happy to see a good bonus pack out there. And it does lots of good stuff, too. You can swipe, you can tap, you can tap 3 times, tap twice, all that. So what do you think of that pack?
Oh, what do I think about that pack? You got away from your microphone a little bit. Is that what you
said? Oh, I did. Yes.
The iPod thingy?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Oh, I think it's cool. You know, it'll work great for, like, sci-fi and, there are other handheld props that you could exchange for it. You know, how people have put other props in for the wine glass. It's got a lot of possibilities. And it's free, so, you know, you can't really beat that price. As long as you have a subscription.
But, yeah, I'm very
happy. Are you
happy
taking care of our monk request?
Yes, just did that.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. First time I ever signed a contact through Skype.
Oh, and have you seen the facial gestures that KV's working on? Those look really good.
Yes, those look awesome. I really like the ultra wide mouth when the Norman opens his mouth extra wide.
Yeah, I was asking him. I think it would be. I don't know what I'd ever use it for, but it'd be kind of cool if he could do the deal where you raise one eyebrow and then lower it and raise the other and do it really quick.
Yeah.
I can't do it personally myself, but my brother can. He can wiggle his ears too. He's just weird.
Lots of really cool animations people are coming out with, including yourself. You're coming out with some very fascinating animations. What kind of animations are you coming out with?
I'm working on horror victim animations right now. And then I'm going to start working on trying to figure out the handheld props. Because if I can do that, you know, I can add a butcher's knife and an axe and do some horror killer animations.
This gives lots of people lots of free space with animations now, it seems like. You know, people can come out with animations that they want and just have to request them to Chris, you know.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you saw Naughton put a deal in the forums asking about, I guess he had made some animations for male characters and transferred some of them to female characters, except one wouldn't transfer, so he had to recreate the animation. And I'm reading that thinking, you can transfer them to male characters? Really? Because I've been making them from scratch for the female, too. Oh, dang, I missed that thread.
Well, now you know, so.
Yeah, I know.
So that's good to know.
Story of my life. Always do everything the hard way and then find out that there's an easy way to do it.
But, so tell us, for those that don't make animations, is it easy, hard, medium?
Okay. Have you used iClone?
No.
If you have experience with iClone, I think it's a little easier. Because in iClone, you can go into the, you open the program up, and there is a, for lack of a better word, a bone editor where you can move the finger bones, the hand bones, the leg bones, and you move it on a timeline, you know, make a fist and then go a little bit forward and have the arm come out and punch somebody, okay? And then you can play that and you have that animation and you can save it to your library. Well, it's similar to that. You know, you open it in whatever program, Max, Blender, Milkshape. Yeah, I knew there was another one there. And, you know, you move the bones. You have to start with a certain pose, natural or idle, depending on if you're making a posture or a gesture. And then, you know, you go a little bit forward. I usually go to 50 and then have them do the animation, completely, like, okay, if they're leaning back and they've got their arms up because, you know, somebody's going to swing an axe and try to kill them and they're just, you know, I put the arms in that animation and then you go to the end and you add the idle or natural animation in. So it starts at that, goes to the animation you made and then ends. And, I've been using them as gestures. So I export from 0 to 50 on the timeline. And then as a start, and then from 50 to 100 as an end. If you don't know what you're doing, it's going to be harder, and I'm probably making it harder than it really is, making it sound like it is. But like I said, if you have experience with I got distracted by something shiny. No, it was sorry. anyways, if you have experience with iClone or any other program where you create the animations yourself, then it's going to be easier for you. If you have no experience whatsoever, you can do it. It's just going to take you a while to learn how to do it. And I guess people using Milkshape are having more of an issue. KV has posted a few deals in the forum saying that when he moves a body part, like the arm, like the shoulder will twist, the hand will, the fingers. So, which is great if you're trying to create, you know, a gnarly old man, you know, to go with all those medieval sets. But, you know, if you're trying to just make a regular animation, that's going to be a huge pain. But yeah, that's my spiel on it. Did you understand it? Because I'm not sure if I did.
Do I have to answer that question?
No, you don't have to answer it, Michael.
Okay, good. But yeah, it seems complicated, but it seems like also once you get the hang of it, then you can do well with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just got distracted by something shiny too, so and we're both even.
Okay, well, we have guests today, so
yes,
I was thinking
we
could bring Papa G in first, so I could talk to him about the mods, and then
Nero's.
We could bring him in after the modding deal, and then talk about the their movie.
Yay!
So, yes, we would like you to bring the guest in if you would. Be so kind. You can't read our thoughts, really? You were talking about... Yes. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Papa G is in the house.
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
No, no, we cannot hear you.
Just checking.
So how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good. So, welcome back to the Storm Hour.
Yeah, second time on your show.
Yeah, no, it's been like almost a year maybe, right? Since last time?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I am.
It's been a long time.
Can you hear me?
So you've been working on lots of props.
Whoa, that's delayed.
Yeah, I know. Can you shut off your radio?
I will.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Anyways, so you've been working on some hats.
Where is it? I just gotta close it.
Oh.
There it is.
All right.
Okay, I've shut down the live feed. Yeah, there we go. It's just a little distracting when you hear what you're talking about, and it's like, I just said that like 10 seconds ago.
Yeah. My cell phone does that sometimes. It's got an echo, and it's... I forget what I'm saying. But, anyways, the hats that you've been working on. Wanted to talk
yes.
about that?
I can do that.
I
was actually trying to be finished for today because I'm trying to promote my contest, and in light of doing so, the mod is done, but I'm only going to give it out to the link, that is, to those who have entered or are going to enter my contest. Then, once my contest is, of course, finished, I will release it to everybody. So if you want early access to the mod, then enter my contest. Mwahaha.
Yes. Because it's a great contest, too,
yes.
You know.
And
I just have to hit render on MovieStorm, and I'll have mine.
And when's the end date?
My contest deadline is May 6th.
All right.
So you got a bit of time.
Yeah, so don't forget to enter Papa G's contest, everyone. I know I will.
Just
yes.
For the fun.
Yeah.
So what are you modding in? Is it Milkshape or?
Well, I have got a copy of what am I using? My brain just doesn't want to work right now. It's like on the tip of my tongue, and I know what it is, but do you think I can say
Blender.
It? No, it's
Misfit.
The expensive one, but mine isn't necessarily a legit copy, I don't think, so.
Oh, Max, 3D Max?
Yes. So. But that's what I'm using. It's relatively easy to use in comparison to Blender. I do have Blender too. I was kind of learning how to use that, but Max ended up being easier, and so most of my modding I do with Max. Still having some difficulty with the Cal 3D importers though. So
yeah, I have some problems with those too. But it is a lot easier to use. So anyways, where do you get your idea for what hats to put into your pack?
Oh, I don't know. I to some degree, I pay attention to the forums. Mostly, I mod stuff that I need or I think I need. You know, you're a great modder, and I've seen some of the costumes you've put out, and someone was wanting a pirate pack, and I was like, well, you can't have a pirate pack without a pirate hat. And I mean,
yeah.
Chris went and modded that eye patch, but no hat for the patch. It was like, we've almost got a pirate set, but not complete. So I made up two pirate hats just because I figured that would kind of complete the loop. You know, my add-on plus Chris's eye patch and your uniforms, you got yourself a pirate.
Yeah. Oh, I love the hat, too, the pirate hat. I have to use that. Can it be colored, though? That's what I was going to ask.
Yes. It's becoming a more and more standard feature of all my mods. Everything is literally tintable and texture replaceable. So if you don't quite like the texture and you've got a more leather texture that you want to use, it'll accept it.
So if I wanted to put a pink material with fuzzy ducks on the hat, I could do that?
Yes. It would look atrociously awful, but you could do that.
I have a fashion victim character. So I'm gonna probably do that. Poor Jorge. you also have handheld props and there's swords in there.
Well, yeah, and there's a part of me that wants to update the pack, but I'm kind of holding off because I know that MovieStorm had on their blog long time ago that they'd working on sword animations, and in the forums I read that Chris has actually finished the pack and they're just waiting on code. So I would think that by the next MovieStorm update, there should be a sword animations pack that comes out. And once that comes out, I'm going to remod all the swords, at least, to actually be used with the sword animations.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I've also been kind of putting aside some swords to mod in.
What kind of swords?
Well, long swords in particular. I like them. Although I think I need a couple of short swords. The biggest thing with the swords is the differential in the handle itself. That's really kind of what makes the sword, because, I don't know, I look at sword blades and they all look the same to me. Long and straight with a pointy tip.
Have you thought about making your own handheld props with Max?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I said, have you thought about making your own handheld props with Max that have their own animations?
Oh, my own animations. See, now, I was trying to figure things out, and I came in late on your live broadcast. You were talking about animations in Max. Mm-hmm. I am very new to Max, for the most part, and yes, I've learned how to apply bones to my geometry, and so I've mastered and capitalized on making props and accessories, no problem. But you start talking about the animation department, and I am as lost as a man in the dark with no light switch.
Well, have you loaded the tutorial that it's called Gesture that I believe Chris Aulis made? You loaded
it in Max? Yes, I have that tutorial. I was watching that tutorial, but that tutorial just shows more on taking an animation that you've already made in Max and importing it into MovieStorm. So, I mean, I technically, from that tutorial, could easily import an animation into MovieStorm, but how to make an animation in Max, that's something altogether different.
Yeah. Did you get the skeletons?
Yes, I have them. They've been very useful. Okay, it's made placement in 3D space amazingly easy. Before, it was sort of trial and error, and it was taking way longer to mod stuff. Ever since I've had the bones, my hat modding has come along really speedily, because I just have the bones in there, the puppet for the male and the female, put the hat in position on the skeleton, then delete the skeleton because I really don't need it for my export, but then I've got the height, and it just, once I import it into MovieStorm, it's right where I want it to be.
Okay. Now, with that, you should have gotten a Max file called Gestures. Did you get that?
Because
if you open that in MovieStorm, it has a male character performing a gesture.
Yes,
and
yes.
And it's got the neutral pose that you can paste in. So you could take everything out of there except the neutral pose at the beginning. You can delete all those animations, you know, and then go to 50, what I do, and have the character do an animation, make their arms go up or whatever, and then go to 100 on the timeline and paste in that neutral pose again, and they'll do the animation you made and then go back to the neutral pose. Do you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I still don't know how to do any animating in Max. It's like, how do I get to the animation portion of Max?
Okay, well, you have Skype and I have Skype, so we can... let's see, the animation portion of Max. Okay, you know how you open Max, right? Click on the gesture that Chris made, and you open Max, and it'll load in that skeleton, and
All
you
right.
can play the animation, right? Down at the very bottom is the timeline,
yeah.
and that's
that
what
much...
I'll play. If you select the entire skeleton, you'll see every animation on that timeline, everything that's been moved. Do you know what I... Are you still with me?
I'm still with you. I'm opening up Max, but I didn't open it up with the skeleton. I don't know. This is a show, and now you're teaching me. I mean, are our listeners actually gleaning anything from what we're talking about?
Hopefully. Well, hey, the more people that can do animations, the more we'll have. That's not
I
a
guess.
Bad thing.
I'll leave you and KV to the animations for now, though. You guys are doing some really amazing work.
Yeah, if I could just figure out how to get a character to sit on the floor and curl up into a ball and then stand back up and be at the same position they're supposed to be.
I would love to do some joint modding projects. I mean, I haven't necessarily learned how to, do animations. I do want to, but it's just not on the list of things to learn at the moment. But
yeah.
If I could get some ice skating animations in standing in place, I was thinking, now that I've got the bone thing figured out, I could make some ice skate accessories that you could put on the feet, and then you could put the puppet on a navigatable mesh that is elevated so that the blades actually show. And then if you've got a skating animation of someone in place, like just the animations, that they're standing on that navigatable mesh, you could move it and get the illusion of figure skating or something like that. But
oh, yeah, I could do those animations. It's the walking I can't do because they slide. Sliding I can do. Yeah, who was
that?
It
was my idea.
It was Ben S. I was asking about a walk, and you know he was saying that they're a little difficult, and I said, really, a little difficult? That's a bit of an understatement. Because getting
him to
walk,
that's why I said I didn't necessarily need it to be a walk. I would much sooner it be a gesture, because if you're standing on a navigatable mesh, you can move the character, and I mean, figure skating works. You're really you're sliding across the ice, not your feet don't necessarily match your movement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could work.
Yeah, the sliding is a lot easier than trying to make it look like they're actually walking or running.
I don't know. Ice is forgiving. I think we can pull it off.
So did you open it up and figure out what I was saying?
Nah, I closed it and gave up.
Okay.
Because I figure Moneros is also patiently waiting to be part of our conversation, possibly to talk about Star Wreck and... I mean,
yes. Well, Jake, is it about time for a break, and then we could come back and bring Moneros in? And Jake left. All right.
Oh, dear.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, sorry, my mic was muted, and then apparently it didn't unmute. All right, yes, it's about time for a break, and then when we come back, we'll have Moneros on, as well as... We'll still have Papa G around if he wants to stick around.
I'll stick around. No problem.
All right, good. I hope that we didn't scare you at all.
What's there to be afraid of? Yeah. I sing every Sunday in front of like 100 people in my church, so this is nothing.
All right, good.
True.
So, Monk, ready whenever, and we'll be right back.
When you're strange.
Hello, and we're back live on the Storm Hour, and there are some technical difficulties right now, but so we don't have Moneros in right now, but we still do have Papa G. So, but I do want to say right now, if Moneros, if you're listening, then you can contact myself, Papa G, or Monk right away. I can call you. But, yes, but we still have Papa G, so you're still doing well? Hanging
yeah.
in there? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I can entertain myself. We're all good.
Yeah. So Star Wreck. I know you told us this a long time ago, but maybe you can tell us again. How did it all start?
How did it all start? It was mm-hmm. really Moneros' idea. We found David Triple W's mod... on Stormscape way back when.
You can't hear me?
Oh, no, we could hear you. We were just wondering if you could hear us.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
But, so, Moneros, we just can't hear you, so, yeah.
Like, maybe he's listening live through the radio, but if that's the case, then he's completely delayed.
Yeah.
And won't realize that...
So is it working now? I don't think I can hear any of you.
Moneros, if you are listening live feed, shut down the live feed because it's about 20 to 15 seconds delayed.
Yeah.
And listen only in Skype.
Yeah, something's going a little crazy.
He'll get that message, and he'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I did on the in the message, the TMO radio chat.
Right.
Said he can't hear anything from Skype. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
so,
now about the Star Wreck.
Yeah, how it started.
Oh, okay, yeah. But,
all right.
Anyways.
Got a call, so...
But
I still
hear
can't hear.
Crap.
Can you hear anything at all? Okay. Yes. That's a good plan. All right.
You do that, Jake. That's your job.
Yeah, and...
All right, now back to how did it start?
Well, really, it was Mineros. It was all his... it was his idea, but, I mean, like I said, we live in the same city. We grew up in the same city together, and we were just talking over the phone, and, I mean, he was looking for a program to do another movie project that he had in mind. But when he found David W.'s mod, he was like, oh, this would be perfect for a spoof of Star Trek, because he's a big-time Trekkie. I'm more of a Star Wars fan myself, and that shows in the fact that as a co-writer, I've managed to incorporate a little bit of Star Wars in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Captain's Dream.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
But, so, about how many more episodes do you think you'll have with Star Trek?
Well, we've got several ideas. It's been sort of a challenge doing Star Trek just because sometimes you don't feel like making movies, you know? And
yeah.
Both of us have had times of not necessarily writer's block, but just kind of, I don't feel like doing this. And so there were times where it was just Mineros working on Star Trek and not me. I'm really good for ideas. I'm great at brainstorming, and it's amazing how many of my ideas have actually made it into Star Trek, but you don't see what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, both Mineros and I mod, and I mean, he helps me mod, and I help him mod, and we throw mods back and forth between each other, and there's some mods that we've literally worked on together where I've done the L cars and he's done the bumping of the textures because he's better at bumping than I am. He tried to show me how, but I just haven't mastered it and I always end up over bumping. And you know, I mean, it's funny what the one of the major delays in episode 4 and 5 because we had footage for 4 and 5. See, I mean, Star Trek has really been our learning curve, if you will. We'd never made a webisode before, and episode 3 was exceedingly long. Episode 3 is almost 40 minutes in length, and that's really long for a webisode. And we discussed it, and at first we wanted to episode 4 to include all of episode 5. Right, and episode 5 is ready and pretty much ready to release. We're just
okay.
Are you there, Teej? I mean, Mineros.
I am. I can hear you now. Yep.
Oh,
yay!
Good. Hey.
So, what did I miss? I'm sorry about that, guys.
No, it's all right. Not a problem.
I was just telling the history of Star Trek and.
Oh, cool.
The modding that we do.
Ah, cool. Well, finish your sentence then.
Episode 4 and 5 were originally going to be put together, and we cut episode 4 literally in half and released episode 4 much shorter than it was intended to be. And, but modding for episode 4, we went through several versions of Movie Storm, and version 1.17 or something like that, it enabled the ability of the nav mesh, which enabled stairs. And originally, the new bridge we had created had no stairs, and we wanted stairs on the bridge. And so we actually remodded everything we had modded for episode 4 so there was a lot of redoing. Also,
yeah, that's an understatement. That was redoing on top of redoing on top of redoing. I mean, every time we like one of the scenes in episode 4, I've got people sitting in the shuttlecraft, and that was before nav mesh, and I was actually quite happy with the technique I used, but then once that scene was done, the nav mesh came, and I was like, that's not going to be as great of a camera angle trick now, because it's just gonna, people are just gonna assume I used the nav mesh, but I actually didn't.
So, are you guys happy with the responses for Starek?
Actually, yes. I'm actually quite surprised. It's a type of genre. I mean, it's coming from Star Trek and Star Wars, and I know Star Wars is way more popular, and we make more fun of Star Wars than we really do make fun of Star Trek, and it's just one of those genres that just doesn't get that much attention. But I think the humor and some of the character building that we've developed within the characters is starting to get a lot more attention, especially since we completely, like, I treated episode 4 as kind of like a relaunch of the series, since, you know, episode 1 through 3 were just kind of our learning curves on how to use the programs that we were using. And so it's kind of like a relaunch, kind of like what they did with Batman and stuff like that, except I continued the storyline from the other episodes. And I completely wanted to just redesign the entire set from the ground up and actually get some voice actors in there. Because originally I was just testing the program of Movie Storm to see what it could do. And when I saw mods of the Defiant Bridge, and since I know something about the genre, so, you know, I could do something with this to test it out, and before you know it, you've got an entire series going. So I figured by episode 4 we'll just do a complete relaunch, continue on with the story, but do it right this time with actual actors, and it turned out great. It turned out better than mm-hmm. I'd expected.
Good, good.
Oh yeah, the writing's excellent, by the way.
Yes.
Really good comedy writing.
Right, well, thank
you. Dialogue.
We spend...
And dialogue's really hard to write.
We spend hours together on the phone just bouncing ideas back and forth. Papa G would say, spit out an idea, and then we build from that, and just it just keeps growing and growing and growing, which is why the show is just continuing to just go as far as it as has been. I mean...
Often, Maneros will take one of my ideas and improve upon it, which I don't always like. It's somewhat I mean, in the end, I'm happy with it, but initially, it's like, no, that wasn't my idea. You changed it.
Yeah, so it's like I said, hours of conversations on how it'll end up, and I mean. It's taken 2 episodes just to get away from the Starbase, just because we just keep bouncing ideas that we have to add that, we have to add that. And, but try to make it so that it's not drawn out, but it keeps everyone entertained. So I think, we've succeeded in that.
Yeah.
Episode 5 is done and is on private viewing for all the actors that were ready. I was kind of hoping to release it this weekend, but we'll have to wait on that one. Episode 5 is also going to have a side film done by Papa G. In episode 5, the captain decides to take a nap at the most inconvenient time, and he's dreaming, but in episode 5 it doesn't show what he was dreaming. So after you watch episode 5, there'll be a link to actually see what the captain is dreaming. It's kind of like a bonus movie on a DVD.
Mm-hmm. So what all have you guys done advertising-wise? Because I know a lot of people are interested in advertising their series.
Really not much. The person that's kind of done that was Lucinda. Just kind of took the role on that one. We just kind of posted it up and hoped for the best. And then it became featured. So, I mean, that really helped on the scale of things. But I mean, it's not on YouTube. And It's on Vimeo, or Vimeo, or however you pronounce it, but that hasn't gotten any showings, so...
We really just don't know how to advertise it. I mean, really, there's many other ways to advertise besides just the MovieStorm webpage as a feature movie. I mean, it's great to be featured there. You get more hits there, but sometimes, not always. But I've noticed it helps.
I think it would do well on YouTube. It's just that I signed up to YouTube after they changed the 10-minute limit. I can't justify putting something like 26 minutes cut in half. It really disrupts the flow of things. So 10-minute increments. And then I was thinking, well, we've been really struggling to keep our episodes to a certain time limit, but it's been difficult. Considering, just the way the script is written and the way the scenes are laid out, I can't justify cutting it at a certain point. It's got to flow and kind of end in a certain way. So a 10 minute segments, just I don't see it happening. So that leaves out YouTube, unless there is some way to get more than 10 minute increments per film on YouTube. I don't know how that is done. Maybe I gotta buy someone's account that's older than that little thing they did.
Actually, that 10-minute thing is only for high definition. You can load higher than 10 minutes if it's not high def.
Well, that's just not good enough. Not in today's age. Everything should be high def for videos like that. I mean, I did my best on the MovieStorm website. I did find a codec and a certain way of making sure that it comes out really well through the website. So I mean, it's not HD, but it looks damn close to it. At least it keeps the effects of the bump mapping and all the extra little tiny details that are easily seen that we put out throughout the sets.
Yeah. So how did your casting process go? How did you decide who got what part, and where did you find them?
Well, I was looking for, like, the first few episodes I played Tiffany, because, like I said, I wasn't really looking for a cast. This was just something to play around with. But I saw 162's video that she did for her mother's birthday. It was a skit on Star Wars, and when I heard that, I was like, that is Tiffany. That is perfect. So I sent her a message, and she agreed to do so. Lucinda, I contacted her. I wasn't sure about her voice acting, but I just sent out a message, and she decided to do so. I've got a friend in Texas who's professional voice actor, so he played a few characters for us. That worked out really well. And a friend from one of my gaming communities is also in there, and that's pretty much how that went. I contacted a few others. It's just sending out messages.
We also asked in the forums for some people to help us out, and those who responded kind of got parts, which is how KV and Alter Ego Trip ended up voicing some parts for us too, which was very useful because we've been adding characters.
Yeah, and which unfortunately, I mean, they were supposed to be their parts were supposed to be in episode 4 as well, but And even in episode 5, when I sent them a message saying, you know, thanks for the work. Unfortunately, you weren't able to fit your parts in yet. It'll be in episode 5. And then episode 5 is done. It's like, yeah, sorry, you're still, unfortunately, still not in there. But they will be in episode six for sure.
Yes, KV plays a wonderful Cardassian. And his name is, he's a liaison. And what's his name?
Legate Tamar.
Legate Tamar.
Yeah. So, and he did a fantastic job acting for us in that one. So I can't wait to show that part. Having KV and 162 and Alter Ego Trip, all pretty big names of the Movie Storm community being part of this was a real humbling. So. I'm glad they are part of it.
Yeah, no, it's funny, you know. We've come a long ways because we realized that we couldn't fake our own voices. As it is, I'm sort of stretched thin trying to do the captain and the Britannis captain. I managed to pull it off, but sometimes I can't tell the difference between the two, and it's like, whoa, am I talking like the Britannis captain, or am I talking like the captain? And that's what's really funny, and I still think we should give the captain a name, but I guess that's part of the humor, is that the captain doesn't actually have a name. He's just called the captain.
Yeah, neither does the commander. There's no need for names. It's working.
If you say so. I still would like to name the Captain Jack. Sort of like Captain Jack Sparrow, but not quite. More like Captain Jack Ass.
Yeah, he can be a bit of a jackass sometimes.
It's funny, yeah. The character I play as the captain is complete opposite to who I am in real life.
How so?
Well, I am the kindest, nicest, most generous person you could ever meet. The captain, he has an attitude, he's selfish, he really only cares about himself, wouldn't lift a finger for anyone, and really is just a hard ass.
Yeah.
People don't say to me, Gerald, you're an asshole. I've never heard that. No one has ever called me that because I'm not.
Yeah, it's a complete, totally, and I was mentioning that the other day when I was watching the episodes. Like, he does such a good job being a complete opposite of himself, so it's pretty interesting to see. You hear his voice, and through Starrek being a complete ass, but it's kind of unworldly watching that.
Is it fun being an ass?
Only in the script, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoy giving a hard time to the commander. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Shirley, are you still there? Do you come back yet? She said her computer crashed.
Me too.
All right. Well, but she's been quiet for a while, so I just want to see. So, what are you guys coming out with? Any other movies, or are you guys just focusing on Starrek?
I think our joint effort right now is just Starrek, and I mean, we're kind of doing our own little side projects. I've been working on a Shadowbane script and playing around with that script in iClone. I released a little tidbit to the Shadowbane community, showing them what I've accomplished so far. I'll put a link in the comment to that little clip.
Can you guys hear me now?
Take a look.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good. So,
that's that link in the chat there is just a quick little site of what I've been working on in my other script, Shadowbane, which is based off of a MMORPG that was out a while back. It's got a really good storyline and lore, so the game is now closed. It's being rebuilt through an emulator, and so hopefully it'll be back up online and I can play again. But for now, I've been modding and trying to get all those characters and the world of the game in the iClone program. I'll be making the movie from there. I have been working with motion capture and getting that in. So most of the movie will be motion captured through that. So since it's fantasy based, so there's going to be a lot of sword fighting, a lot of spell casting, a lot of stuff like that. So I really want to make sure that it's as real looking as possible. And once I get the motion capture down pat, which I've been experimenting with for the last few months, and it seems to be working. I was over at Papa G's house a few weeks ago. We were playing around with it and had some successful imports. So eventually I will, once I master that, I'll eventually bring it into the Movie Storm community. And so, I mean, the cheapest motion capture I found was $5,000 to get started. But I was able to rig something together for only $157. There's a lot of freeware out there. So once I get that mastered, I'll definitely be bringing it to the Movie Storm community, especially now that they've released the skeletons. So hopefully that will really help the Movie Storm community out in that way. I just got to master it a bit. There's a few problems I've been running into, but it's looking very promising. And the software that's out there is continuing to get updated, and there's a whole movement of motion capture for cheap, just to kind of in its infancy right now. So I'm looking forward to see what that develops into.
And me, at a snail pace on the side, I have been working on my Final Fantasy VII project. Having the bones has enabled me to, well, just with my own learning curve, I don't know if you saw my recent movie post of I've been busy, but at the very end, Tifa is punching, and if you look at her elbows, she's got elbow pads on. I made those.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I saw that.
I wasn't I technically had the costume already. I did the costume modding a while back, but the elbow pads were not in place before. Also, the character Aerith, I modded the hair that she's wearing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because that I didn't, you know, that's, we don't have that hair.
Yes, and you won't, because it's my Final Fantasy mod, I'm not necessarily releasing that. But
oh, sure, just be that way.
Okay.
Tease us
well,
with
I
a new
might.
Hairstyle.
Because my arm hard enough. I might. I'm a nice guy, but still, I'm reluctant, very reluctant to release it to the community.
Well, I mean, at least you might want to release it after Final Fantasy VII is done. Now with
started.
Movie Storm started, yeah. I would look forward to the Final Fantasy project now that the bones have been released, the skeleton. In fact, I've also, you know, maybe thought of turning over to Movie Storm for the Shadowbane film as well. So it's releasing the bones has just opened up a whole new element to Movie Storm. I think it's the best thing that they've done in a while. It's just, it's great.
Well, guys, I would like to thank you all for coming.
And thanks for having us.
No, thank
don't
you.
Don't forget to enter my competition.
Yes, don't forget
yes.
to enter my competition. And Any last words, anyone? Well, mine is don't forget to check out the scar. So yeah, that's basically it for me. And how about for you, Shirley?
Don't forget to enter Papa G's contest and watch Star Wreck, and that's it.
All right, and how about you two guys? Last words.
Well, I mean, if you haven't watched my voice demo, it's hilarious. I need to rename it because it's labeled as a voice demo, I think people shy away from watching it. But I've got a really, really good Matrix scene in there that you got to watch. So,
all right, and is that it? How about you, Mineros?
I got nothing to add to that. Yeah, check out the voice demo. It is pretty good. Other than that, yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. And so check us again next week when we're going to have Writer Lee on to talk about all of his new amazing animations for animals. So until then, storm on.